It's not a shock that between the trade war, which I think has been, it highlights how much the Chinese economy has taken advantage of Americans and the greed of American corporations to send manufacturing jobs to China while people here are unemployed at home. Let's get back into the article here. So, ongoing data shows China has fallen further out of favor with Americans, but especially among Republicans. Because you have to say it like that because they put commas around it. So you have to say it in a different voice. Of whom a quarter, 25%, say China was friendly or an ally in January as phase one of a trade agreement was signed. At that time, 27% of Democrats and 18% of Republicans viewed China as friendly or an ally. How much has changed since then? Well, I don't know. Maybe the releasing of a worldwide crippling virus that has destroyed pretty much all economic growth here in the U.S., stunted social relations, caused more tension, and has caused civil unrest. I don't know. Maybe that's something. Tensions have risen significantly between the two economic superpowers, and President Donald Trump has ratcheted up tough on China rhetoric. Yeah, that's because everybody else rolled over like a dog. Right? That was one of the things about President Trump and his American first agenda, which was to put, because China had a relationship. The relationship between China and the United States was an imbalanced one for a long time because they're like, we make your stuff. Ha 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 ha. Oh, please keep making the cheap Chinese crap that I must buy from Amazon. Ha ha ha. Yes, we make it. And you eat terrible Chinese food too. Ha ha ha. While that country continues to practice the most murderous abortion procedures, stifles their people, oppresses their people. And generally does a bunch of other nasty, negative things that communist countries tend to do. Back into the article, the Oval Office is mulling executive orders targeting Chinese manufacturing and immigration as Trump continues to place the blame on China for the coronavirus outbreak. Who the hell else are you going to blame? How manipulative, if it's said correctly, is that? Place the blame on China. Oh, I'm sorry. Should I blame the Italians? Maybe the Germans? I don't know. Let's blame the Filipinos. Listen, even the way this is worded. A July 6th tweet from President Trump said, China has caused great depression. I'm sorry, great damage to the United States and the rest of the world. Yeah. Because they did. Because they did. That's why. Right? The longer you're going to hold China's hand and say, yeah, I understand that you guys lied about the coronavirus. You kept any kind of data about the virus from everybody and pretty much left the rest of the world to figure it out on their own. Because if the Chinese were up front, told us what the coronavirus is, if it was airborne, how it spread, instead of covering up for 2 months, allowing millions of people to leave Wuhan and go back across the world. Yeah, I would think that the Chinese caused some of the damage. Let's see. Roughly two-thirds of Americans see China as unfriendly. That's actually too low, in my opinion. Older Americans are especially likely to be suspicious of China because they're old and obviously not woke. Only 5% of those aged 65 or older said China is friendly or an ally, probably because they lived through the fact when China was an oppressive, brutal regime. Oh, wait, they still are. Compared to 24% of those under 30, 23% of those between the ages of 30 and 44, and 16% of those aged 45 to 64. As of the end of June, about 1 in 5, 21% of Democrats, 14% of Republicans, and 15%. Oh, you wrote that wrong. I'm guessing 14% of independents and 15% of Republicans see China as friendly. YouGov asked Americans if they feel threatened by China as a superpower. Nearly half, 48%, said no, and roughly 2 in 5 said yes. Well, that nearly half needs the cheap Chinese crap to continue coming. But this point that Gramia Riria Bruce, who's a business data journalist at YouGov, is writing, is that Americans are, via this virus or the economic downturn or the pollution, whatever. What I mean is the pollution that the Chinese push out, if you're Greta Thunberg, whatever her name is, activist. How dare you? Nobody should like China. Nobody should like China. So, why is it taking people so long to figure this out? Probably because it's our cheap, it's our dependence. I'll go back to this one more time and then we'll move on to the TikTok part of this. It's our dependence on cheap Chinese crap that allows, that continues this way of life. Well, we need to be able to get a 75-inch TV for $400. We got to build it in China. Well, we need to be able to buy, I don't know, what's the most, the weirdest thing you buy for 89 cents on Amazon that's made in China, right? I got to buy our wipes, our disinfectant wipes, they're made in China. The masks, they're made in China. Antibiotics, made in China. We have given them so much for no reason. We have given them, we have handed over all control. Thank you, cell phone cases. Right? A little rubber cell phone case you get for $4, made in China. Yeah, even in the gun community, tactical parts made in China, lasers, handrails, foregrips, triggers. They can be made for 20 cents cheaper, they'll go to China. Why? Greed. That's why people think China's okay, because China's making the cheap crap for us. China is allowing us to continue to wallow, not wallow, but to just sit in our fat, sloth-filled lives. In our houses filled with crap made from China at a cheap price. Why is China considered an ally? Because without China, Walmart's business model completely goes out the window. In case you're just tuning in, this is the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. The last live radio station standing. I am not the King Dude. I am Captain Middle America himself, Rick Barrett, filling in for Mayor Mike Church on his last day to recuperate. He will be back tomorrow. The long, terrible spell will be over. He is back. He is back tomorrow morning. If you want to call me at 844-527-8723, let me know what you're thinking. And jump in that Crusader Stadium if you'd like, at crusadechannel.com/chat, C-H-A-T. That is the trust tree of the internet. So why did people think before COVID-19 that China was an ally? Because we're fed propaganda from corporations, Hollywood, whose entire business model shifted in the last 10 years to be dependent on Chinese box office, which is why your movies have gotten progressively dumber and dumber and dumber. Because, as I've said before, your average blockbuster film can't have deep nuance, can't have that deep of plot points. A lot of stuff has to be conveyed via facial expressions, music, colors, changes in scenes, visual cues. Why? So they can put it in China and the Chinese audience can grip what they're saying without having to do a lot of dubbing. So Hollywood, big corporations, companies like Disney, all these companies that are dependent on that Chinese dollar is why we have been fed a steady stream of lies about how China is our friend. China is our ally. And of course, Trump has been, and this is not Trump getting into office and saying China is bad. Okay, Trump has been anti-China for a while. And go back in his history. He's been one of the few people to actually call out China for a long time. And the fact that our entire manufacturing goes there. The fact that it's greed is the reason why the Chinese are propped up. I'll just keep saying it. It's greed, folks. It's greed. It's greed. It's greed.